Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study of the book of Hebrews to examine the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Most people hold that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday, hence Good Friday, and I won't go into the history of that. You could check it out. It was the Catholics who brought that around, and I'm not going to criticize anybody about that, but even there's some Baptist churches around here I knew this past Friday that had services about Good Friday, and I'm not being critical, but as Bible students, you need to know what the Word of God says about this subject. So I want you to notice. And back in Mark chapter number 16, I already read the scripture, but a very important part a lot of people skip over, okay? Mark 16, 1. Now when the Sabbath was passed, and we see that the ladies bought spices when the Sabbath was passed. Now have that in your mind. We're going to go a little bit farther, okay? Now in Luke chapter number 23, turn with me there. Am I going too fast for y'all? This is so easy, even a caveman can understand this. So simple. I'm not twisting scripture. You see, and we see that in Mark, that they bought spices after the Sabbath. Okay? Now look in Luke 23:56. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the day according to the commandments. Now we have a real problem for people who don't understand. We just read that they in Mark 16, that they bought spices when the Sabbath was passed. But here it said that they rested after the Sabbath. Which was it? Well, so you understand there were two Sabbaths that week. There was the annual Sabbath, the yearly Sabbath, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. Then there was the weekly Sabbath. Are you following? So the thought is this, and I'll get a little bit more in detail in a minute so I can lay it out. I believe that Jesus Christ, so I can get it all in, I believe that Jesus Christ observed the Lord's Supper with his disciples on Tuesday evening. Passover began Tuesday evening, Nisan the 14th. We may get into that in a little bit. I don't want to get too deep with this. But he observed the Lord's Supper that evening, 6 p.m., by midnight, it's still Passover, okay? It may be Wednesday, but are you following? Okay, anyway, I don't want to go too far, but anyway, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane by then. After he observed the Lord's Supper, then they went over into the garden, remember, and he prayed, and about midnight or so, here comes Judas and the soldiers, and they take him to Pilate, and I'll get some more details here later, but I'll give you scripture. At 6 o'clock in the morning, Pilate has Jesus. Oh, Jesus has already went to Annas. Remember, they took him to Annas, who was Caiaphas' father-in-law. Annas said, take him to Caiaphas, my son-in-law. He's the high priest. All this happened early in the morning because by 6 o'clock in the morning, we're going to see that Pilate has Jesus. What am I going to do with him? And they said, away with him, crucify him. At 6 o'clock in the morning, so they go and they scourge Jesus and they beat him and all the things that we see. They took him to Calvary, and by 9 o'clock, he's on the cross of Calvary. You following the thought? Okay. We read where they had to take him off the cross because of preparation day, and it said in John that that was the high Sabbath. And during that week, they have what they call the week of Pentecost. It begins, it's an eight-day feast. It begins on the 14th of Nisan, which is the first month of the Jewish calendar. Let me give you something interesting I learned just a couple weeks ago as I was studying for this. Y'all remember the story about Noah's Ark? Okay. The Bible tells us in Genesis, chapter number 6-7, I have to look at this again, that the Ark rested on Mount Ararat on the 16th day of the seventh month. I'm jumping ahead of myself now. All right, 16th day. And that seventh month became the Jews' first month. Are you following? Jesus changed the calendar. Noah and them weren't Jews yet. Abraham was the first Jew. God changed the calendar on them for the Jewish people. And the month of Nisan, the fourth month, became their first month. Okay, when we talk about these feasts, the feast of the Passover began on the 14th. Okay? Jesus was crucified that morning, even though it was still Passover. Are y'all following? Yeah. In your mind. At 9 o'clock, it's still Passover. Okay. The next feast would open up the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That was a seven-day feast. So you had the Passover? By the way, let me just back up. Remember what the Passover was about. It was a one-time thing. There was only one Passover, but the Jews honored it or celebrated it annually, okay? Exodus chapter 12, remember the story about the Passover. Time won't allow me to say, but that plague. Jesus said that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Remember the death angel come through there and they had to put blood over the doorpost. Since then, the Jewish people had to celebrate the Passover. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. They did that yearly. And that was the high Sabbath, the day of the preparation. So that week, they still celebrate it to this day. They just celebrate it. They're still celebrating it. As we speak, the Jewish people, there's the Passover. Then they had the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then they have what's called the Feast of First Fruits, which is also observed on the 16th. So they're 14th, 15th, 16th. But it carries on. They look at these things together. And I'm probably going to get lost in this. That's why I want to get this out to you. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ were symbols, should I say, turn it the other way, that the Passover, Feast of the Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of the First Fruits were pictures of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Unbeknownst to the Jews, that it pictures Jesus' death. 1 Corinthians 5:7, Paul said, Christ, our Passover. Jesus Christ was our Passover lamb. Are y'all following? The Passover represented the death of Christ. The unleavened bread, that feast, it represented his body was placed into the grave. And time won't allow it. I got so many notes up here. In Psalm 19:10 and also in Acts, it talks about that, or 16:10, that his body will not seek corruption. In other words, his body did not decay in the ground. The whole time he's in the tomb, 3 days and three nights, why did his body not decay? He was sinless. He's perfect. You know, unleavened bread represents sin, the sinless. Leaven represents sin. Unleaven's that sinless. And we observe the Lord's Supper. Unleavened bread resembles that sinless body of Christ that was broken for you. We remember all that that takes place there. But get the picture. It's fascinating. Pentecost represents the death. Unleavened bread represents his burial. And then the Feast of the First Fruits represents his resurrection. I love that. And Jewish people didn't recognize that, most of them, and still don't today. But I want you to notice, going back to the Sabbaths, there were two Sabbaths. There's the annual Sabbath. That was the high Sabbath that we read about. And then there's the weekly Sabbath. And that's why when you get to these passages of scriptures that said after the Sabbath, those ladies bought and prepared the spices. What day was that? That was Friday. Are you following? Thursday was the high Sabbath. They had to rest. Matter of fact, we'll look in Leviticus 23 before it's all over and done with, okay? That's the high Sabbath. You can't work. You cannot do anything but just rest. It's a day of rest, that high Sabbath. So they had to rest.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. to hear Brian Free and Assurance live in concert. That's this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.